Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
There are only three things you can do with it. Spend it, save it, or give it away. Only three choices. Yet when it comes to the bottom line of disagreements, you'll find it almost every time. It's money. No matter how much they have or how little they have, people don't agree on how it's spent. Playing a prominent part in at least 85% of all broken homes, the handling of money is one of the most explosive issues confronting people today, especially in times of recession and inflation. One of the fundamental reasons that people disagree over the handling of money is that ego gets into the picture, and it becomes what one wants and what the other person wants. The clash of egos produces the fire of discontentment. A generation ago, women were somewhat passive when it came to the handling of money. But that has changed as the vast majority of women contribute to the household finances. And thinking that the golden rule is, he who has the gold has the rule, they feel they deserve an equal say in where the money goes since they are providers alongside a husband. John Wesley used to advise people, earn all you can, save all you can, and give all you can. Today we take to heart the counsel to earn all you can, but the saving and giving part seem to translate poorly into life today. Most couples could resolve conflict over money if they could only resolve the issue of to whom the money belongs. For example, a wife says, I contribute 50% of our budget through my work, so I should have equal right to say how it's spent. True, she is an equal partner in the family income. Okay, does half of the money belong to her and half to her husband? Simple mathematics will never resolve the issue of to whom does the money belong. For believers who are part of the household of faith, individuals who have committed their lives to Jesus Christ, the issue goes much deeper than what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. The Bible contends, in fact, that what they have is not the actual possession of either of them, but it's a gift given to them by a loving Heavenly Father. It is in failing to understand and acknowledge this that couples get into the mine and yours tug of war. Going beyond the fact that what you have is a stewardship, a trust given to you by God for the provision of your needs as well as the needs of others, God says that you and your mate came together and became one, which rules out the independence of thinking of yourself as a private contractor with rights to which you are entitled. Paul says husbands and wives are to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, and that eliminates the mine and thine mentality completely. Confronted with disagreements over money, then guideline number one, acknowledge that your money is not yours, either individually or collectively, but the Lord's. Guideline number two, ask God's forgiveness for your selfish attitude in regard to wanting more than your mate. Guideline three, sit down together and ask your Heavenly Father to give you direction and help in knowing how to use the money God has given to you. Guideline number four, formulate a budget whereby you decide together how your money is going to be spent, living within your budget. And don't be like the person who said, I'm going to live within my budget even if I have to borrow money to do it. Money should never be used as a reward or a weapon. It's part of the fabric of life, and the threads of that fabric are given by God Himself. Use it wisely.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.